This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. One of Iraq's top foreign ministry officials has been assassinated on his way to work there today. Bassam Kuba is the first member of Iraq's two-week-old interim government to be killed. His death has left friends and colleagues confused because Mr. Kuba did not seem to be an obvious political target. From Baghdad, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Friends of Bassam Kuba are wondering, why him?
I was astonished when I heard it.
Retired diplomat Araf Jadan is a former colleague of Bassam Kuba. Kuba rose through the ranks of the foreign ministry under Saddam Hussein, worked at the United Nations, and served as ambassador to China. Some here suggest he was killed because he was seen as a traitor after joining the government set up by the occupying Americans. But Jadan says Kuba was simply an excellent career diplomat.
He worked for Iraq. Not for a party or Saddam Hussein or whatever. He has high qualification. For this, he, met with success.
Kuba was being driven to work this morning when unknown gunmen shot him in the stomach. He died about an hour later in the hospital. According to a foreign ministry spokesman, Kuba wore no body armor and had no guards. Political analyst Saad Jawad says he died because he was an easy target.
He is not one of those people who came from abroad with the American forces, so the Americans feel obliged to protect. He's an Iraqi who's been living here in Iraq for a long time. And a lot of the killings are happening to these people, really.
Besides government officials, doctors, businessmen, and other professionals are frequent targets here. Jawad blames U.S. mistakes right after the war, he says, paved the way for chaos. Although Kuba is the first member of Iraq's interim government to be killed, the health minister was targeted by gunmen but escaped last week. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.